this amendment, but then the modern master like that cannot foretell like that, neither they can believe that it is possible.
The real qualification is to become a devotee of the Lord, and gradually all the good qualities worthy of possession developed. Maharaj Parikshit was a Mahabhagavata, or a first-class devotee, who was not only well-versed in the science of devotion, but also able to convert others to become devotees by his transcendental instructions. Maharaj Parikshit was, therefore, a devotee of the first order, and thus he used to consult great sages and learned brahmanas who could advise him by the shastras how to execute the state administration.
So he's going to do that. All rogues and thieves, drunkards, and fourth class character and mentees, they are in the Lord. How can expect to do God for the benefit? Unfortunately, we have on the edge of government, all men of the rogue character. New president? No, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
You are always associating with naked woman.
Yes, it's been discovered.
Yes, and being the president.
Now, Gargamuni says a new book has come out about Gandhi, telling things about Gandhi that are shocking.
Gandhi was actually very sexually inclined. In his autobiography, he has written that man was, his father was dying, he was having sex with his father. After finishing sex with his wife, then he came to see his dead father. He has admitted. And his association with his granddaughter-in-law, that is also. A new book has come up.
Yes. And says it tells about that even after he pledged to be brahmachari, he traveled with some young girl. And he said that was...
When you're old man and leader, you go, keep resting his hand and two young girls. That means you are very fond of sex. What business is speaking of Mahatma Gandhi? He could not get the help of two young men, or two young girls.
Such great kings were more responsible than modern elected executive heads, because they obliged the great authorities by following their instructions left in Vedic literatures. There was no need to enact daily a new legislative bill by impractical fools, and to alter it again and again conveniently to serve some purpose. The rules and regulations were already set forth by great sages like Manu, Yajnavalkya, Parashara, and other liberated sages, and the enactments were all suitable for all ages and all places. Therefore, the rules and regulations were standard and without flaw or defect. Kings like Maharaj Parikshit had their council of advisors, and all of them...
Our things in the baranda, and we get inside, because we are here, somebody...
All the members of that council were either great sages or brahmanas of the first order. They did not accept any salary, nor had they any necessity for such salaries. The state would get the best advice without expenditure. They were themselves samara darshi, equal to everyone, both man and animals. They would not advise the king to give protection to man and instruct him to kill the poor animals. Such council members were not fools or representatives to compose a fool's paradise. They were all self-realized souls, and they knew perfectly well how all living beings in the state would be happy, both in this life and the next. They were not concerned with the hedonistic philosophy of eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy. They were philosophers in the real sense, and they knew well what is the mission of human life. Under all these obligations, the advisory council of the king would give correct directions, and the king or executive head, being himself a qualified devotee of the Lord, would scrutinizingly follow them for the welfare of the state. The state in the days of Maharaj Yudhisthira or Maharaj Pariksit was a welfare state in the real sense of the term, because no one was unhappy in that state, be he man or animal. Maharaj Pariksit was an ideal king for a welfare state of the world. Sa utarasya tanayam upayema iravatim janame jayadim chaturas tasyam utparayat sutan. King Pariksit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons headed by Maharaj Janmanjaya. Purport. Maharaj Uttara was the son of Virata and maternal uncle of Maharaj Pariksit. Iravati, being the daughter of Maharaj Uttara, was the cousin sister of Maharaj Pariksit. But cousin brothers and sisters were allowed to get married if they did not belong to the same gotra or family. In the Vedic system of marriage, the importance of the gotra or family was stressed. Arjuna also married Subhadra, although she was his maternal cousin sister. Janmanjaya, one of the Rajarshi kings and the famous son of Maharaj Pariksit. His mother's name is Iravati, or according to some, Madravati. Maharaj Janmanjaya begot two sons of the name Gyatanika and Sangukarna. He celebrated several sacrifices in the Kurukshetra pilgrimage, and he had three younger brothers named Shutasena, Ugrasena, and Bhimasena II. He invaded Taxila, Ajanta, and he decided to avenge the unlawful curse upon his great father, Maharaj Pariksit. He performed a great sacrifice called Sarpa Yajna to kill the race of serpents, including the Takshaka, which had bitten his father to death. On request from many influential demigods and sages, he had to change his decision to kill the race of snakes. But despite stopping the sacrifice, he satisfied everyone concerned in the sacrifice by rewarding them properly and stopping further procedure of the sacrifice. In the ceremony, Mahamuni Vyasadeva also was present, and he personally narrated the history of the Battle of Kurukshetra before the king. Later on, by the order of Vyasadeva, his disciple Vaishampayana narrated before the king the subject matter of Mahabharata. He was much affected by his great father's untimely death and was very anxious to see him again, and he expressed his desire before the great sage Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva also fulfilled his desire. His father was present before him, and he worshipped both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. Being fully satisfied, he made charities most munificently to the brahmanas present in the sacrifice. Aja harashva megham string Gangayam Puridakshinam Sharadvatam Gurum Kritva Deva Yatrakshi Gochara. Maharaj Parikshit, having selected Kripacharya for guidance as his spiritual master, performed 3 horse sacrifices on the banks of the Ganges. These were executed with sufficient rewards for the attendants, and at these sacrifices, even the common man could see demigods. Purport. It appears from this verse that interplanetary travel by the denizens of higher planets is easy. In many statements in Bhagavatam, we have observed that the demigods from heaven used to visit this earth to attend sacrifices performed by influential kings and emperors. Herein also we find that during the time of the horse sacrifice ceremony of Maharaj Parikshit, the demigods from other planets were visible, even for the common man, due to the sacrificial ceremony. The demigods are not generally visible to common men, as the Lord is not visible. But as the Lord also, by His causeless mercy, descends to be visible to the common man.
They want to see. Would
you like this pillow, Srila Prabhupada, behind your back?
No, that's a very weak argument to say something doesn't exist because I don't see it.
Chinese.
But they can say neither is it a proof that it does exist.
How do we get proof? We can hear. There are many things which is beyond your sense question. The example of the Almighty, the root of the Father, what is the proof? The proof is the hearing from Mother, that's all. We cannot have any other.
Yeah. Although celestial beings are not visible to the naked eyes of the inhabitants of this earth, it was due to the influence of Maharaj Parikshit that the demigods also agreed to be visible. The kings used to spend lavishly during such sacrifices as the cloud distributes rains. A cloud is nothing but another form of water, or in other words, the waters of the earth transform into clouds. Similarly, the charity made by the kings in such sacrifices are but another form of the taxes collected from the citizens. But as the rains fall down very lavishly and appear to be more than necessary, the charity made by such kings also seems to be more than what the citizen needs. Satisfied citizens will never organize agitation against the king, and thus there was no need in changing the monarchical state. Even for a king like Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was need of a spiritual master for guidance. Without such guidance, one cannot make progress in spiritual life. The spiritual master must be bona fide, and one who wants to have self-realization must approach and take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master to achieve real success. Nijagraho jasa vira kalim dik vijaye kvachit nripalinga dharam shudram Gnantam go mitunam pada. Once, when Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king and herding the legs of a cow and bull. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. Purport. The purpose of the king's going out to conquer the world is not for self-aggrandizement. Maharaj Parikshit went out to conquer the world after his ascendance on the throne, but this was not for the purpose of aggression on other states. He was the emperor of the world, and all small states were under his regime. His purpose in going out was to see how things were going on in terms of the godly state. The king, being the representative of the Lord, has to execute the will of the Lord duly. There is no question of self aggrandizement. Thus, as soon as Maharaj Parikshit saw that a lower class man in the dress of a king was herding the legs of a cow and a bull,
Goraksha, cow, said the protector. Krishna said, Kisi Goraksha. Krishna did not say Chagraksha or Bhagraksha. Goraksha. So it is the duty of the king, of the state, of the government to give protection to the cow. This is Shastri in nature. But nowadays the state or government is giving protection to the cow, they are becoming implicated with so many problems.
I heard that India again is not slaughtering cows.
Seeing or mango, you cannot understand what quality it is. But you have to touch with your tongue. Therefore, in chemical laboratory, the characteristics are there. This is the color, this is the taste, this is the reaction. So you have to gather experience like that. Not by simply seeing. Now, take one egg. What is there? Some white and some yellow substance. So you make one egg with white and yellow and bring life. So what is the power of your seeing? A small egg. Take a small egg, the covering, some celluloid, within some white substance, some yellow substance, all make further analysis and give some chemicals of the same taste, same color, same characteristic, now bring life. But the same thing, you put under the feather of the chicken, within 5 days it will bring life. So what is the credit of these rascal doctors, DSC? That small chicken is better than this DSC. Why don't you see? Practical.
The chicken is simply sitting in
his. It's meaning like. What is the answer of this rascal scientist?
No good answer. Bluff.
Challenge them like this. The first one will do it. You are less than the chicken. Why you are claiming so much honor? Weak treat you, you are pig. You are less important than the chicken. Prove that you have got some power. Then claim that you are a scientist. Is that argument all right? What will be the counter argument?
sane man, he would accept.
Hmm?
A sane man would accept.
Well, all
they're not sane, they say anything.
They do not know anything, still they're claiming very high quality.
I heard one scientist on the airplane. There was three scientists sitting behind me.
Hmm.
And they were speaking that they hope they are living in the year 2000. One man said, I become so excited when I think how advanced we will be in the year 2000 that I just hope I do not die before then. Because I want to see how everything will be then. By then they think they will be doing this, creating life.
That any insane man can say. Any crazy man can say. Does no future have a present? You are rascal, you are believing in the future. We are not so rascal. Because in the past you could not do, there is no history. In the present you cannot do. Perhaps I believe that in the future you do. Any rascal promises like that. So we take you as a rascal.
What about our promise in the future also that you go to Krishna in the future?
We have a proof. Krishna says, we believe in Krishna. You believe in some rascal, we believe in Krishna. That is the difference. Krishna says, taktadi aham punarjanmana iti mame. No, you believe that. Yes. You have got evidence. You have no evidence. You have simply suggested in future. But you have got evidence.
Sometimes they ask, show us somebody who's come.
Hmm?
They ask show us someone who has come from there.
Many.
We don't find any.
Many. Many. This is in the sastra. He was formerly like this, now he has become this. And many.
So that's in the sastra. They say now we
want. That sastra is the proof. Our proof is sastra. Your proof is sastra. Did you go to the moon planet? I do believe in the newspaper. Have you gone?
No.
Then if you can believe in newspaper, I cannot believe in the Ved Vedanta.
No, but one man but has come
show,
from
huh?
One man has come.
They so one done. Man, you have not done. You have no experience. The one man you believe authority.
But we saw the television.
No, television could not show that. So you can arrange in the laboratory such television, cheat others, and you have done it. But anyway, television or man or newspaper, you believe on others. You have not personally gone. But you believe some authority. You believe some authority. That's why it's different. You take newspaper as authority. You take Vedic literature as authority. Where is the difference? You have personally not gone. How do you believe? The fancy is that you believe somebody, we believe somebody. I asked this question to Professor Potap that you believe Lenin, we believe Krishna. Then where is the difference between the philosophy? Now it is to be judged whether Lenin is all right or Krishna, that is another. But if the principle is there, you believe in Lenin, we believe in Krishna. The process is the same. So where is your improvement?
They say that theirs can be shown not just to a disciple, but to the whole world in general. Not just
nobody believes in Lenin. Then there would have been everyone communist. You believe, it's excellent. Then why are there two parties? You are not all in all. That is going on everywhere. How you can say that you are correct, I am not correct? The process is the same. Therefore Vivekananda has compromised. Everyone is correct. Jatobhat. There is no quarrel.
And then they accuse us of being fanatical.
You are not fanatical. Do you know why you believe Lenin? You are not fanatical in our eyes. You are worse than fanatical because we have got great other authorities. They believe Krishna is God. Yeah, you have created a section recently, but we have got evidences from thousands and thousands of years ago, authorities believing in Krishna. Our literatures are very old. Your literature is recently made.
Sometimes, though, they try, they may agree philosophically about Krishna, but then they will bring in Krishna's controversial personal life. They always do this.
Personal life?
Well, they bring in always about the gopis and Krishna.
They just did that recently in Honolulu.
Philosophically, they may agree. But then they will go and attack Krishna's
character.
His character.
Well, that because
even in India they say Ram, he was better.
But what do you know about Ram and Krishna? You do not know. You are not a devotee. You have to learn the science. Manishanam sahasya supachyajadam. You are ordinary man. You cannot understand. Then one can criticize his father and mother also. They do some respect, do they? Kimunnat kama yajukam. My father has done harm to me. My lusty desire, he gave me birth and I am suffering. They say that. So you can in that way criticize your father and mother. But that is not law. Law is father and mother should be respected. But you rascal, you can criticize your father. You are such a rascal.
Because in India that happens a lot. Especially...
No, then father and mother should not be respected. Because they indulge in sexual life and brought me into existence and I am suffering. Then there should be no respect for father and mother. And then the sex life should stop and there is no need of a big scientist, philosopher, because this indulgence will bring so many big men, so it should be stopped. When Krishna is the father, why he should not have sex? Any father has got sex. So if you criticize Krishna, then you must criticize your father first. But that is not the law of nature, that is not the society. The law is different. Who will criticize his father? Any sane man? Will any sane man do that? So you are insane. Who is caring for your remark? You are insane.
They're just envious of Krishna anyway. They're envious because they want to
enjoy.
That
is the cause that they're criticizing. They're envious.
Oh yes.
That's how the envious man can say anything.
Yeah, that I notice when they say that, I can notice.
But still Krishna is being worshipped. We are in Jagannath Krishna. Millions of people have come towards him. You are, that's still you may criticize. It doesn't affect Krishna's respectful position.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Krishna's life may have been controversial, still he was very strict sannyasi.
We never criticized Krishna's. Rather, he was enjoying Krishna's love with gopis. So you have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not you.
Sukadeva Goswami.
Yeah. You do not know what is Krishna. That is. Krishna must have everything, otherwise how is God? God's definition is that everything is emanating from Krishna. Janmadasya Jata. He is God. He's the original source of anything. Anything and everything, then is God. So if sex life is not in Krishna, then where from it comes? Does it drop from the sky? You guys can, you do not know the science.
And with Krishna's sex, there's no inebrieties.
Hmm?
With Krishna, when Krishna has sex life, there's no inebrieties. There's no abortion, contraception. With his sex life, there's so many bad things.
Now, first of all, where from the sex life comes if it is not in God? You make God important. But we do not make. Why he should be imperfect? Then he is imperfect. If he is not potent, then he is imperfect. But God is all perfect.
They take it that this is an example of anthropomorphic, that we are...
Whatever it may be.
God has sex.
There, let's see, yes, it must be.
As soon as they get some knowledge...
Just like a tuberculosis person. To him, doctor says that you don't have sex life. That will bring your death. Does it mean sex life is bad? The tuberculosis person, for him it is bad. Not for the sane man. Not for the healthy man. So, when sex life is advised to forbidden, that is for the disease condition. But who is never diseased, who is perfect, for him there is no forbidding of sex life. So, you do not understand that in this material condition you are suffering only. You have no brain. Therefore, morality, immorality, good, bad, there are so many things. But when one is perfect, healthy, for him all the activities of life is perfect. Just like physician advised me, you don't take salt. That it means the salt is bad. I am in a particular condition of this kidney trouble or liver trouble. For me salt is bad. But does it mean salt bad?
That's very good.
Similarly, sex life for you is bad, not for Krishna. You are thinking Krishna like Mura.
Yes. They try to equate themselves. sex mode.
Yes. You are taking Krishna on your level. You are such a rasa. You do not know. Therefore Krishna says, manasyanam sahasresu kasti jatati jatatama visiddhanam kasti. You do not know what is Krishna. You are taking him on your level. Therefore you are trying to criticize. You do not know what is Krishna. That is your ignorance. What is food for one is poison for others. So for you it is poison, not for Krishna. Krishna is God. He has everything. He can use everything. That is God. He is not restricted by anyone. Makta parakaram nanna. Who can restrict him? Then he is not God. If by a third class man like you, he is restricted of his sex life, then he is not God. He becomes under your control. But Krishna is Ishara Parama Krishna. He is the supreme control. How can be controlled by your so-called goodness and badness? So the conclusion is, you do not know Krishna, you want to bring Krishna in your level of understanding, and that is your foolishness. So we don't care for the fools like you. This is our problem. Abhijananti, that is reply. Abhijananti mangamura. Those are rascals, fools, they criticize me. Thinks me that I am as good as a human being, manushuttanva, parambhava abhijan. They rascals do not know what is my actual position. So you have to preach in that way.
I have found sometimes when going to the offices that these people, these businessmen in India, they become so offensive because they always try to attack Krishna's activities.
Yes, otherwise,
more than any
otherwise the need of preaching.
Yes. But more than any other
if
place.
If you expect everyone is in favor of Krishna, then where is the need of pushing on Krishna consciousness?
In the West we can discuss philosophy with people. They never try to attack.
Now they are attacking.
Yeah, now.
Because they have gotten your books. Mm-hmm. Even the Christians, mm-hmm. they have read your books. And they are saying, well, Krishna did this, Krishna did that.
He must do it because he is God. Yeah. You do not, you have no concession. You explain. If there is no such things, then where from it has come? God is the origin. In the Bible also it is said, God said, let there be creation. In the creation there are so many things. So therefore, everything comes from God. That is Vedanta philosophy. Janmadrasa jata. So why do you say your God is like this? God has everything. Otherwise, how is God? There is no meaning of God if he is deficient in something. But you do not know.
But it's not, they say it should be exemplary.
God is not bound to prove his example character to you. You are a rascal.
And how will I know what to follow?
You learn. You come to me. I'll teach you and beat you with shoes and teach you. Come to me. Why I am here? Come. I shall beat you with shoes and teach you. Then you will learn. You require some beating with shoes. You are a bad student. So I'll do that. Come on. Yes, I keep all of my shoes for my bad student.
You can beat me, Srila Prabhupada? I'd like that.
Yes.
And I'm always being beaten.
A student who is more chastised is advanced. Guru Mare Mutkha Dekhi Karila Sarpan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My spiritual master Swami, a grand fool, therefore he has chastised me. That is good. The more we remain a grand fool, then man will remain advanced in spiritual process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Mare Mutkha Dekhi Karila Sarpan, he was Mutkha.
The Prabhupada, one thing they're doing against us more and more in the West is taking the testimony of an ex-disciple of yours. And he will say, I was a Hare Krishna.
Because he is rascal, therefore he is ex. Excommunicated. My Guru Maharaj has kicked him out. So what is the value of
Guru Maharaj? We can say these men were excommunicated.
Ex means he is executed, that's all. He's finished.
Why listen to his testimony?
Huh?
We can say, why listen to his testimony?
Yes, why not take our testimony?
Even in the church they do that. If some priest is not following or introduces something new, they're excommunicated.
Yes.
So we have excommunicated why he should be listened.
Mm-hmm. There's no more than this.
That's legal. In the church they do that. Mm-hmm. Why we cannot do that?
That is natural. Somebody will go out and speak against that.
The demons are very eager to hear. Oh, tell us what they did to you.
That is not your business. You better ask, because we have taken him as authority. We have already taken him as authority.
Yes.
The excommunicated member. So you ask. These things will happen. Preaching, you cannot expect very smooth path where. Otherwise, what is the use of preaching?
That's been going on for a long time.
Yes.
Even their own religion started like that. Jesus is one of his best disciples, turned him in. Actually, they are helping us to become Krishna conscious. They're giving us an opportunity to preach about Krishna. It makes us serve with great, more enthusiasm.
That is the way of electricity. Electricity. Come down, I know. That is electricity. The word is used apratihata. Pratihata means checking. When your devotional service will make progress, in spite of checking, that is pure devotion. Ahituki apratihata. Jenatma sampasir. That is pure devotion. I was attacked by heart attack thrice, while on the ship twice.
On the ship twice?
Consecutive 2 days. Actually, I would have died on the ship before reaching your country. I could not understand that I was heart attack. The pain was so severe. I thought I am now dying. And it was done 2 nights. And I was very much afraid whether on the third night that if this night also again some pain like that comes, then I will die. But third night did not pain. It was suspended. It came in New York. And you know it, that
yes.
Left side was paralyzed.
Left side. We had to massage constantly.
But they were arranging for some operation.
Yes, those doctors.
I told Kirtananda, give me massage.
I can remember. I wheeled you down.
That was also very painful state.
Wanted to take some blood, and I had to stop them.
They were examining my brain. Then I thought I must go. I told them, doctor, I'm all right. I can go.
They wanted to do so many tests. They wanted to take also from the spine.
Yeah.
They did that. They did give you that spine you.
Never call doctor, never give me hospital, let me die peacefully if I am in trouble.
Tirtha Maharaj had many doctors.
He has suffered too much.
Oh, yes.
When I was in Los Angeles, after coming back from India, in that black water, do you remember? No.
Black water?
Black water.
Oh. That was on West Pico Boulevard. That storefront?
Our temple
was. West Ego Boulevard, right, I know that. Yes, right, when you came back.
Before
right.
Our last scene?
Yes. It was in the black corner.
Oh.
I can.
I was continuing my disease up to.
And you had one house? Near?
Many houses. I am not sleeping at night. There is some sound, go in my ear. The body will be there will be so many troubles. And Krishna's advice, they will come and go, don't care. Agama paina nitya, shanti dikrishava. Matrasvara sattva kumti, siddhasma sukhadukkala. Agama paina anitya, shanti dikrishava. Bodily, mental, by any means, so many impediments will come. What can be done? We have to tolerate. That is material world. We cannot expect smooth, very happy. That is all. Krishna advising Arjuna what to speak of us, what we are, in comparison to Arjuna. He is his personal friend. Talking with him, he is a tantric person. Krishna says, I have made some magic, he will have no feeling. Tantric person, well, just some tolerance. He never gave him a tablet. Tablet. So he had to do that. As the modern gurus say that I give him some ash, there is no trouble. Krishna did it, so he said, no, tolerate that. So. He could have said, I'll give you some ass. Your ass, I'll give you some ass. Neither Arjuna asked also. Why are you asking me to fight? Give me some ass. I'll throw. He was not such a fool. Then he asked some magic from Krishna and killed his enemies. Actually fought. This is Bhagavad Gita. Face things as they are and depend on Krishna, that is our duty. We must go on with our duty. Don't expect any ass, miracle, magic. So, what is, you have got sleeping place?
Well, we have the beach. No, we have two rooms. We, until 7 o'clock in the morning, we can use these two rooms. Some men can stay, some can sleep in the van. I will sleep in the van.
In some car, in the car?
Huh?
In the car, in my car?
No.
No, no.
No,
no, no, why not sleep? Some are some two.
Well, it's not very comfortable. It's not long enough. We are big.
We have enough place for that.
In the summer we stay here, we park, you know where I took you on the other side? We brought our vans there and we slept right on the sand. Very nice. Nice breeze all night.
Very nice sleep.
Yes. Fresh, right? You were there.
Yes. We slept outside under the stars.
Yeah,
we got that. We cooked outside.
In the villages, 80%, 90% people, they sleep outside.
Mm. But here there was no mosquitoes.
Because the wind is strong.
Yes, very strong. And just a light chatter.
Hmm?
A light chatter.
Yeah.
And that's all.
In village also. Summer, night is rather pleasant.
Yes, because there's breeze. In Chandigarh, we were there, in Saharanpur, we were sleeping.
You can sleep very comfortably in summer. And in the morning, you feel fresh, refreshed, complete.
I sleep comfortable
any
place. I am sleeping comfortable any place.
Yeah, that depends on practice.
It makes me to sleep.
Everything. Sarirena mahasa jasa api taisa. There's a Bengali proverb that the body is very nice. If you practice something, it will turn out.
I should hold it. I should hold it. I should hold it. I should hold it.